Your ideal life is one right turn away, right here and right now with me, Arika Sullivan, and New Light Living. See your life in a new light. In this show, I'm bringing real-world tools to show you how to ignite the light within you and restore your balance to who you truly are. That busy, exhausted feeling isn't anyone's true purpose. Get back to the heart of your real self. Begin to live in your ideal dream day, every day. Learn how to stop giving your energy away, trust your intuition, and chill out your ego, and learn how to find your calm. The journey begins now. Come and step into the light. New Light Living with intuitive spiritual life coach Arika Sullivan starts right now. Welcome. Welcome to New Light Living Podcast. I'm your host, Arika Sullivan. I'm an intuitive spiritual life coach, and I'm on a mission to help you find your inner calm and life balance. I help you see your life in a new light. And you may wonder, is this all available to you? Your life may seem and feel far away from life balance and flow right now. But believe me when I say this, yes, it's never a better time than today to make this shift for yourself. Today, we're talking about how to find self-love and become your own guru. Because your sensation of inner calm and life balance has less to do with outer external to you circumstances, but more to do with your inner world and this inner shift that is available to you anytime, an inner shift to more self-love. I've been a student of self-love for a while now, and when I first began my journey to inner calm and life balance, self-love was not something I paid that much attention to or explored at all. Everything I focused on with regards to love was outside of me, my children, my husband, my family and friends, pets, my job, and so on. And never did I acknowledge myself in that mix as someone to nurture and love mindfully with intention. So self-love was not a term I even knew or felt. So what I did and what that did to me was that now in hindsight, I can see that not intentionally giving myself self-love, my sense of inner uniqueness, my sense of feeling alive, my sense of self-worth and self-image became less and less colorful. I was getting more and more dull, if you will, if I put it like that. And what naturally stands out about me was gone. It was pushed to the background, and my inner world, my feelings were numbed out. And if I look back, I don't know how I could live like that, aligning to what others had, what they did, others, what they were doing, and kind of looking at that as the primary focus. Being at service only for others and my work, feeding everything else my energy, and not being at service for me. Not feeding myself my own natural energy, giving myself what I needed or wanted, or receiving the fruits of the unique person I truly am. I was not being my own guru. Are you relating to my experience in some way? If you do, this experience and this episode is for you. Today, I'll talk about three ways you can make that shift to find self-love and become your own guru so that you can truly live and the life you want and deserve. Why is it so important for you to find self-love and become your own guru, you may ask? Good question. And let's ponder that for a moment. If you've never asked yourself this essential question, that's a sign that you're here for a reason. It's time today to ask yourself that question with no delay. why is it important for you to find self-love? Through self-love, you'll find the strength, the courage, and the momentum to create the life you want that includes the truth of who you are. Becoming your own guru is the key to your health, your happiness, and your relationships. And I'm sure you've heard the saying, you can't give what you don't have. And this same saying is true when it comes to allowing self-love to guide your life and your self-care as well. You may also have heard, if you don't take care of you, you can't take care of others. And it all sounds so simple, don't you think? But that's where the simpliness stops, if that's even a word. A few years ago, I want to share with you, I had the rare opportunity to take some time off. And I mean some serious personal downtime. And this was way before the events of 2020 that we're living in right now. And just thinking about it just now, last time I had an opportunity to spend an extended time away by myself was prior to this, was some like 20 years ago. And I want to today thank those who made it possible for me to go on that journey at that time. And you know who you are. And that really changed my life. So what happened was that I took 3 weeks off with no whatsoever work or family commitments. And I'll tell you more about the details around what happened in a moment. But the essence of this time away that I had was that I got the time I needed to go deep with myself. And I can't tell you how difficult it was to slow down that first week of that time off. I was feeling so guilty for not working, for not keeping everything up that I knew needed to be done. And clearly, I'm used to be on all the time. That's what I realized. I realized I'm just on all the time. And when you're on all the time, you forget to do things to feed yourself love. So I decided to do an experiment to see if I could be totally disconnected from my to-do list, totally disconnected from social media and other distractions for 3 whole weeks to see what I would learn about myself. Because I think that I was, you know, at that time pretty self-aware, but that was not the point with this experiment. The point with the experiment was to find out what I really valued and what I needed as an individual, as a soul deep down, as just me. Putting myself in the forefront as the unique person I am when everything else is in the background. That was the point with this experiment. Putting myself in the forefront of my life and what I needed and what I value. It goes without saying that I learned a lot about myself during those 3 weeks. Have you thought of what happens when there are no distractions around you, when it's just you and you have that the day ahead without a plan? And have you thought of what happens then? With no plans, like a blank sheet of paper, and you allow yourself to turn to what's most important to your soul first, taking the day as it comes, that feeling. When it's just you and your soul living a day together, no obligations, no to-dos, a blank schedule, some deep magic happens. There is no better knowledge to have in life than becoming your own guru. You enable yourself to insights on what you need deep down, what your soul needs to live a better life. I know that some of you may live in an unwanted solitude right now with everything that's going on with the coronavirus. And if you do, I invite you to make this time a very special time in your life. Because when was the last time you gave yourself this gift of complete solitude for an extended time with the focus on how you can give yourself self-love? Now is the time to learn something new about yourself. And while practicing it in the moment, right? So next, I'll share three ways that I recommend for you to take on or invite you to try on to become your own guru. And if you're not a one-person household, I would say you definitely need at minimum, maybe you don't have a window of 3 weeks like I did, but you would definitely need a minimum of 3 days, three full days completely to yourself with no distractions whatsoever to do this. Because when you are in this state of connection with yourself and disconnected from everything and everyone else, you become your own guru. So specifically, what did I do during my time off? And I'll share with you now that it really was to go back to my roots. I went back to where I grew up in Sweden. And I had a chance to travel and see my family there. My parents and my sister live there. But the point here being, it is a time now to connect back with your roots. And if you get a chance to connect with your roots in person in some way, like I did, do it. Consider for the purposes of this practice where you physically were, the location when you were, let's say, up to an age of 7 years old. And it can be multiple places for some of you, but and truly prioritize this opportunity if it comes up for you, either by visiting places where you grow up, or if travel is not available to you, travel back to your roots through photos, memories, images, etc. Because connecting with your roots can be a very healing experience, especially if you haven't connected with your past recently. And if you can't go back to your roots physically, as I said, step out in nature. Spend extended time in nature and tune into the natural energy of the outdoors, because as a young child, that's what we were all tuned into. Because when we connect back to our past, we connect with our truth, that energy, that natural energy that we are so tuned into with before we get conditioned into being an adult. The past can be positive or negative or both. So it's this connection always comes with some sort of emotion, right? What you feel about your roots, it's not the point here. It's that you connect with your roots. Events, people, circumstances formed you, yes. But it's also where you were showing yourself who you truly are. By connecting to your roots, you can notice some sort of progression in how you perceive the places and people you grew up with. And your roots formed you. And by connecting back, you get reminded of what was important to you then that you may have disconnected from. So this is really important. Ask yourself, how true am I to my roots and where I come from? Now, that is a feeling of self-discovery that we're looking for here. What is your natural energy that is unique to you? And the clue here is to go back to your roots. Some time here before you were 7 years old. So find a time here, either in physical travel or a mind travel back to that time. Now, next, I want to share with you another discovery in this process that I discovered, and it's really to find your natural self-care routine. And what I mean with that is when we connect with our true self, our true natural energy, we can strengthen our alignment to our own life force, and therefore our true needs of self-care will emerge. Because basically, the more you allow yourself to go back to basics, you connect your true self and you start to notice what you need to take care of yourself. For me, I discovered that my natural rhythm is now. I may have had a certain daily routine before, but I realized it was stressing me out. What I did in the mornings, for example, it did stress me out, or the way I just was living my life. For example, I always was up bright and early in the morning, but I realized during these 3 weeks to myself that I really want to take it easy in the morning and not rush at all the first thing. I naturally now is a person that wants to take my time in the morning because that honors my natural flow, my natural energy. So also in the midst of not having to do anything during this experiment, you may find out yourself that you indeed look forward to certain things per day. You look forward to things that really follows your natural energy. And what those things are, take notice of that. So what are those things that you prefer doing over the course of a day, even if you don't have to? That's the key question. If you had no whatsoever agenda during a day or 3 days that I recommend you to take, what would you do naturally? I personally discovered while these 3 weeks I had is that I naturally was looking forward to the most was my daily meditation, my daily yoga routine, and being outside daily. To those things, there were no resistance whatsoever to any of those activities. I craved them. So for you, it might be something completely different. What do you need to feel good? What do you look forward to do, even if you don't have to do it or it's not scheduled, it's just coming to you, right? And how do you take care of yourself to feel good? Be open to new discoveries here. And the point I want to make here is that when you allow yourself to just go with the flow for an extended period of time, your natural self-care routine finds you. Now, next part or next thing, next way that I discovered here, and one of the biggest benefits of spending an extended time with myself, becoming my own guru, is that I naturally knew what was next for me in my own evolution. And that's huge. It just came to me. And how did that even happen? And you can do this too in your process of taking this time to mindfully, intentionally seek more self-love for you. You will discover what the right next step is for you. It will come to you. And that's what happened for me, because when I did spend that extended time with myself, I learned how to listen to myself and notice what come up. You will learn how to listen to your intuition as well with less stimuli around. I also did a lot of journaling during this time period, and I always do a lot of journaling, but this was, you know, extensive journaling and being by myself. It was the perfect time, though. It was the perfect time spent, because so many new discoveries that came down on the page through free writing about what and where life will take me next. It all came up intuitively. You have the same ability to do so. Everyone has the ability to listen and listen to your intuition. And just by listening to your intuition, you'll know what your next right step is and what you will need to focus on next. And if you really listen to your insights grow and come to you over time, insights like that cannot come to you if you're not truly tuned into your natural own energy through your intuition. Personally, I was listening to myself for 3 full weeks, and I discovered that I was now ready to take the next step. For me, I realized I was ready and wanted to embrace an even more holistic and clean living lifestyle than I was doing at the time. And that included taking my food and drink choices to the next level. It was the natural next step on my spiritual path. So what is it for you? When you want to know how to find self-love, ask yourself and listen to the answer. What is the right next step for me on my personal path? Taking time to yourself to find self-love and become your own guru is about building and growing your alignment to your own natural energy, your true self, more and more. Have you ever noticed it's often in interactions with others our ego plays out the most? But when you spend time with yourself, with no agenda, the ego steps back and your true self is coming forward and is more accessible to us. Taking that extended time to yourself, at least 3 days, to become your own guru is an expression of self-love. When you practice self-love, you become your own guru. With this practice, you gain the ability to turn to yourself for your answers, I should say. Practicing self-love through connection to your roots, your natural self-care needs comes forward, and your intuition is very powerful in times that you spend by yourself and extended time by yourself. And you'll find out what you truly need to take care of yourself. It'll help you to move into your next chapter and to a deeper level of your growth. So how can you make a shift to self-love and become your own guru? This is key. And this is what we've been talking about here in this episode today. How to find self-love and become your own guru. To return to how you nurture and love yourself. Become your own guru for you. First, connect with your roots and places where you grew up, either physically or in your imagination. Spend extended time in finding experiences from this time before you were 7 years old. Connect to it. And then find your natural self-care routine, and it may even come to you. Notice what you're doing first in the morning when you don't have to do a lot of things, but notice what you actually do or how you want to see your day flow. Notice and journal about that, because that is your natural energy. And then discover what's next for you on your path. So how can you become your own guru instead of spreading your energy out in the external world and dilute, like I did, I really diluted my sense of uniqueness and how I felt about myself. Self-love is self-care. And that it's about connecting with your natural energy from your roots, show you who you are deep down. It connects you to your own innocence and pure energy from that time. And there is an opportunity for you here to bring that energy back to you in today, in today's world. And when you understand that connecting with your natural energy as a person without distraction is how you align with your flow, that's how you find your inner calm and life balance. Self-love and feeding that cup of self-love is the key to your own path of growth. Thank you for tuning in to this show today on New Light Living Podcast and for being here with me today for this very important episode and topic. One of the practices that I highly recommend that may serve you really well at this time as you explore giving yourself more self-love, becoming your own guru for you, it's to learn how to protect your own energy, to keep your energy to you. It's a very easy practice, but so powerful. Go download this practice for free that I've created through the link in the show notes. And that I hope that will serve you really well on this journey of finding self-love and becoming your own guru. See you next week. Trust the process. Do the work. Thank you for listening to New Light Living with me, Erica Sullivan. When you see your life in a new light, your world looks different. Worry, fear, and the everyday go, go, go are no match for you in this bright new light. Join me next time as I lay out the practices and tools for you to liberate your amazing self into living your ideal dream day. You can start now to take the guesswork out of getting to know yourself again and expand into your essence to feel present, alive, inspired, and connected. Keep listening, keep learning. Imagine no more wishing for your dream life. You get to start living it today. For more information, please visit newlightliving.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.